of a sudden we hear that Gateway, which has owned it and let it sit unoccupied, untended, windows not boarded up, open to the elements, all that, for years, is finally saying they want to demolish it. However, the building is eligible for National Register status. They wanted to use Restore New York funds to demolish it. You cannot use those funds if the building is eligible for National Register status. So that kind of takes away some of their money. And they do have, the city is finally listening to preservationists about, could we look at some way to save this building? It's not just, it's a very handsome building. It's a beautiful building. It was built by a well-known New York architect. I went to a meeting that had preservationists, planners, and a representative from the Lackawanna City Council. And, you know, it turns out that a lot of people, including the former steelworkers who actually worked in the building, think of this building as an important part of their heritage, their history in Lackawanna, as a basilica. In fact, one great comment was, if Father Baker were here, he wouldn't let this happen. But there were some very credible proposals for its possible getting it on the way to reuse. One of them came from Jason Wilson, who's from Preservation Buffalo Niagara. And he said certified local government status would allow a reuse study to be done, would allow the, they're going to apply for the National Register status, would allow marketing. And one way to do it is to simply get it out of Gateway's hands. Clearly, they have no plans for it. They plan to do nothing. Back in 1989, the city of Lackawanna actually stated that they felt the building should be saved. I don't know what happened between then and now, but there are a lot of concerned people. You know, the panel, there was a lot of good ideas. It was great that the meeting was held at the VFW in Lackawanna. There were some former workers there. There were people from Buffalo. There's a new Lackawanna Heritage Society that's formed. They had one of their local historians were there. So people are talking. If the mayor of Lackawanna, however, is adamant about demolishing it, well, and working with Gateway to make that happen, then the building is in trouble. We just don't know.
But here we go again, another massive size structure. It's not a small building to deal with.
Oh, no. Well, no. Well, that's the certified local government status, which comes out of State Historic Preservation Office, is really kind of designed for these kinds of white elephant buildings. And an interesting early example, which I was not aware of, was the Williamsville Old Mill, which I remember when I used to work, Buffalo Street offices were on Main Street in Williamsville. That was a white elephant. People were saying, tear it down. There's nothing to be done. Now it's well on the way to reuse. And one of the ways that they did it was a certified local government. It was, however, owned by the village of Williamsville, and they were able to, because they were the village, they were able to get, there was a lot of money available for the redevelopment. It's happening. So, you know, when you look at, there are a lot of big buildings that are seeing reuse. This structure, the new additions to it are in the most trouble. The original old 1901 building seems to be in the best shape. And regardless of what you may have heard, a lot of people have gone through the building, and they say it is certainly not falling apart. It is very sound inside.
But would there be any way, and anyone out there developer-wise, that could bring it into this new and renewed effort on the outer harbor through the waterfront?
That's a great point. You know, the thing is that it's on the Seaway Trail, and that the outer harbor area that much of it being done under the aegis of Ryan Higgins actually stops, like that is being developed, stops 5 yards. You know, I mean, this is right on the border between Buffalo and Lackawanna. So it's kind of Buffalo's issue as well. It could be, you know, a lot of it would have to be, you'd basically be keeping the facade, and you'd have to build out from that. What could it be? An industrial heritage museum is certainly one possibility that I've heard. But if funds are available, and they clearly are, to develop the outer harbor 5 yards from its doorstop, it seems a lot of the people that I've talked to seem to think that though that can be extended, that help can be extended to the old North Building.
And going back to what you said about Father Baker, maybe it is the Father Baker miracle we've been waiting for, the modern day
this
one.
This will be the proof. Maybe he can achieve sainthood if this building is saved.
Excellent. Elizabeth Licata, Buffalo Spree editor, thank you so much for joining us on this week's Press Pass Conversation.
Thank you, Eileen.